This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Leader Pelosi, let me ask you, let's go back to Hillary Clinton and her emails, because that is something that a lot of people are talking about right now. The FBI report says a specialist used a program called BleachBit to delete an unknown number of emails after the House committee investigating the Benghazi attack asked her to produce those relevant emails. So a lot of people are saying that this is going to the perception that in some cases Hillary Clinton plays by her own rules and she is above the law in her mind.
Well, I don't subscribe to that, but I do agree with you that some people have that perception. But what we have to do as we leave the summer, Labor Day is here, it's time for the campaign to begin. What does this mean for the future of our country? We have a choice between two candidates. There's nothing that Donald Trump has said, whether it's about immigrants or migrants, Muslims or Mexicans, to use his words, that Republicans in Congress don't say all the time. So we have to simplify. What is the choice that the American people will have? Not to get bogged down in some technicalities about who, emails that have not had an impact on our national security. We're big on security. Security for our country that is smart and strong and tough. Security for our economy that's about the middle class and not the wealthy.
And
security about our democracy.
Thank you. I don't mean to interrupt you. We're just out of time.
Boy, she just, you got to love Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she's such an ideologue. But, you know, what do you expect? I mean, how do you expect her to answer? And, you know, this is the thing that we learn, you know, every election cycle is the redirect. You know, you get hit with a direct question, you kind of answer it, and you deflect it, and you redirect it, and you put it back on the opponent. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I feel like all this stuff, you know, Scott, when, you know, they're talking with the, you know, Democrats, even Republicans the same way, it's kind of an exercise in futility because you really, you know, can't get down to the answer. I'm not sure what the media is expecting, you know, to hear from Nancy Pelosi. Is like she's going to have a moment of consciousness and say, look at this was a big error, and be critical of the standard bearer of the Democratic Party. No, hey man, they circle the wagons, and they defend the indefensible, and short of finding something that really says, look at, security was compromised, and which has been, you know, suggested with the hacking of the emails, the Democratic Party, and interesting that, you know, it was only the Democratic Party so far. You know, we haven't seen anything in terms of the Republican Party's, you know, machinery being hacked up. But the Democrats have definitely been hacked, no doubt about it. And look what happened, you know, with some of the victims of the hacking.
Or there's another option. Maybe they've been hacked and there's just not anything in there. I mean,
but to hear Julian Assange, there's something in there, something that...
I'm saying that the Republican Party...
Oh, maybe, you mean as far as the Republican Party, yeah.
Maybe there's just not any... The juiciness that people... That they found with the Democrat.
And this is why Nancy's trying to redirect and, you know, the narrative and place it on the Republicans once again. And the Republicans are just, you know, what are they, like sponges or something? They're like Velcro. Anything that the Democrats throw their way, they just hang on to it and say, okay, yeah, well, I mean, you know, give the Democrats a couple more years, and the Democrats will come up with this new narrative that Obamacare was something that was created by Republicans, you know? And, you know, they'll rewrite history altogether, and it'll be on the Republican Party. But for Nancy Pelosi to kind of play this off as just a technicality, you know, our national security was compromised, and it, like it's been suggested, that potentially this could have compromised you know, our ambassador in Benghazi. But until we actually see a real smoking gun here, there's a suggestion, there's some smoke, but not enough fire yet.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to listen to past interviews. Maybe there was a piece of an interview that you came in late on. It's all right there, you know, for our gift to you. And thank you for joining in. Also, you know, a bunch of different sponsors that support the show that we believe will add to your day and be a benefit as well. So check them out. Hey, Bruce Thatcher is with us right now, the author of the breakthrough book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. He's also the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing lessons learned from history to help us avoid making the same mistakes. What a novel concept, right, that we should look back at history and so that we're not having to do this again. But for some reason, we find ourselves in this country today tossing aside all immutable laws. Let's just toss out history and let's do this all over again. Just for some reason, Bruce, I guess because we just don't want to learn from the past, do we?
It seems that we're absolutely dedicated to ignoring the past. That's for certainly true. Speaking of the past, I've been listening to your conversations with folks about Phyllis Schlafly, and I brought to mind how back in 1964, Carol and I were living in the Chicago area and working on the Goldwater campaign. Her presence and her choice not an echo were significant elements of that campaign at that time. But history. I listened to the Trump speech on immigration in detail because I was very interested in what he had to say on that. And after I got done listening, I thought I would see how I could place that in the context of the three historical principles for successful immigration that are articulated in my book. And so I did that, and then I thought I better look at Clinton's position on those things. And you have to go to her website to see what her position is, and maybe there's been a few speeches, but certainly no policy speech on it. And I was able to take the pieces of the two and put them within that framework. They have one of the most obvious things, and between the two, is on this issue of and importance of clearly defining the long-term national interest that immigration is supposed to serve. And Clinton is pretty clear about that. Almost in the first sentence on the subject in her website, she says that she is committed to the immigrant rights community. And that sets the tone of the position she set forth. She says she'll work to stay true to our fundamental American values, that we're a nation of immigrants and we treat those who come with dignity and respect. Contrast that with Trump's statement. He says immigration must improve jobs, wages, and security for all Americans, the well-being of the American people. Mm-hmm. Will reform legal immigration to best serve those interests. And, I mean, they're clearly coming from different places.
Exactly.
No doubt about it. So then you look at they lay out various steps, and it takes a while to put them all together, but Clinton lists 8 separate points. They're mostly soundbite points kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And of those, 5 of those 8 points are focusing on illegal aliens. And she doesn't call them that, of course. Mm-hmm. But they're focusing on what she calls the rights of these people who are in the country illegally. Mm-hmm. And they're focusing on, essentially, the way I look at it, on making it more comfortable and easier for them to be in the country.
Exactly.
If you contrast that to Trump's immigration plan, he has 8 specific points of his 10 specifics have to do with focusing on ending illegal immigration. So, you know, he says build a wall, end catch and release, zero tolerance for criminal aliens, and so forth. Her program would essentially be a continuation of what we're doing now.
Mm.
His program would be, assuming he's able to implement it all, will be a clear, different immigration program that begins with clearing out the problem of illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finish up with very little to be said by either one of them on assimilation. Clinton says they're going to support immigrant integration. She's going to create a national office affairs to help make that better and grant funding for community organizations to help that process. Trump says we have an obligation to immigrants and to their children to control future immigration, to ensure assimilation, integration, and upward mobility. We have to choose immigrants based on merit, skill, and proficiency. So, their programs, the two immigration plans are clearly contrasting.
Well, you know, when you look at them, Bruce, just at the surface, again, you have what is consistent with Hillary Clinton's worldview, and that is that you need government to answer the problem. Whereas Trump, you know, like your book and what you've been able to, you know, teach us from history, is that it's got to be a bottom-up movement. I mean, you got to find, you know, I say a round peg for a round hole. Not everybody can come to America and assimilate. They're ideologically incompatible. I mean, there's some bases here. You know, America is not for everybody. But what Hillary is saying, even if it's not for you, we're going to make it for you. You know, with her policies, that's what I'm reading out of this.
Well, and I read much the same thing too. And she, you know, she says we're going to make it for you, and the way we're going to do that is to change everything around to the way I think. She's going to spend programs. She says she's going to end laws, end the 3-year and 10-year laws which force families into going back and to their country if they're illegal and pursuing a green card by leaving the country. She says she's going to end that law. It's been around since 1996. Trump says he's going to enforce that law. She's going to make things. She's going to make an open border position toward that.
Yeah, we have a globalist perspective versus an American first perspective. And Bruce, I don't know if there was ever in my lifetime such a clear distinction between two candidates before. Do you remember one this distinct?
Yeah, it was 1964.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. No, let's, and we'll talk more and pick it up, and you're exactly right. Thank you for reminding me. See, this is why we need you here to help us out. Bruce Thatcher is with us. We're talking immigration here on Bill Martinez Live.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love. You speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, they really do count here. You know, we say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, but as much as possible, we want to pursue fact and truth, because if we're going to make a decision, let's do it based on the things that that really matter. I mean, this has kind of been, you know, the problem since we've decided to anchor or disengage from these anchoring points that make for sound reason. You know, here it is. We've got the America of the 21st century. I'm saying, okay, let's find, and that's okay in some regard if we're having a reasonable conversation. But if it's one that I've got to compel you into and force you into my way of thinking, how does that truly advance the cause? That does not support the founding principles of this great country of ours. Our conversation with Bruce Thatcher, author of the Breakthrough book, and I believe the definitive book on immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. He's also the founder of History Speaks Today. Bruce, you write that the number of immigrants living in the U.S. has increased 810%. And I assume you're talking about legal immigrants here, because that illegal number is nebulous. I mean, we hear numbers ranging from 13 to 22 million. I mean, the fact that it's even that much, undefined is pretty scary, don't you think?
I think it's very scary. We have different agencies, the government and others, say, okay, we have this many illegal immigrants in the country, but those are based on surveys where people don't answer questions. I mean, so, yeah. What kind of a survey are we doing of illegal immigrants? We don't know how many of them are here, and we don't know how many of them are going to stay here. Trump has said that he has, on his point where he says zero tolerance for criminal aliens, he mentions elsewhere that he estimates that there are 2 million criminal aliens in the country, and he gives some various sources for that estimate. There probably are more. But the interesting thing is that while people talk about his plan and decry it in terms of, oh, we're going to have mass deportation, we're going to deport 11, 12, 15 million people, can't do it, the plan is ridiculous. He isn't saying that.
Right.
He's saying we're going to work really hard and fast to deport 2 million people, the ones who are criminals, the ones who have been convicted of crimes. And I don't mean just the crime of entering the country. So when people are demonizing Trump and his plan and trying to make it look ridiculous, they're picking the numbers they want.
Without a doubt.
And they're misrepresenting what he's saying.
Well, when you think about the humane thing, and you and I have discussed this before, Bruce, when it comes to immigration, you don't want people living in the shadows. You don't want people being taken advantage of. This is what this opens up. I mean, even for, some Hispanics to, not even Hispanics, but just Mexicans coming into this country. I mean, they're paying coyotes, upwards of, $12,000 to get into this country. And for them to get through that process, it's no guarantee that they're coming here to America and all is well. They've got to get through a number of filters that if somebody along the way, some bad actors decide, hey, look at, you're cute. I can use you somewhere and I'm going to put you in line number three, to do my business. How are they coming in and being free? This is so deleterious on so many levels, but this is what the shadows bring. And we're not even addressing that issue. We're not even addressing the dignity of humanity, of having people come. Look, and I understand why people, if you're on the other side of the border and you see the opportunity that's available here in America, if you and I were over there, we would do everything we could to get here.
You bet.
And however it is, and especially when you see a precedent that's been established that says, hey, the Americans will let you jump the line. You can jump the line and come in here. So I blame, all of us. I mean, we're all complicit in this mess of a broken immigration system. Anybody that's hired an illegal, anybody that has supported it, because they're all nice people, and I understand that. But we violate the rule of law, and when we do that, we violate human principle and dignity along the way that everybody loses. So now here we are, because this particular can has been kicked down the road so long, we're talking about these incredible numbers. We're talking about anchor babies. We're talking about, we're going to deport the parents and leave the kids here. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous, but this is what happens when you have a broken immigration system and you don't have anybody with courage to want to confront these issues and say, let's fix the problem and let's put the light on all the shadows and let's disinfect this messed up system.
And think about what that situation, the illegal alien situation, does for the 40 or 50 million legal immigrants who are in this country and working hard to be, which they are, law-abiding American citizens. Because when you have all this focus in the conversation and in the politics on the illegal population, that creates an impression that carries over and affects the legal immigrants. It affects what people think about them. It affects what they think about themselves. It affects what they think people are thinking about them. We've got to get rid of we have to eliminate the question, or eliminate illegal immigration being the major issue or major facet of our immigration conversation.
Mm. What did you think about Trump's visit to Mexico?
I thought it was, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. He was invited. He had a great meeting, and it proved, it demonstrated that Trump is willing to talk with anybody on any side of the problem. I was just absolutely delighted when I saw the news.
Yeah. Well, President Nieto panicked a bit. They had agreed to beforehand they weren't going to talk about the wall. And, of course, the first question is, and you expect it from the mainstream media, I mean, like, what did they expect, a photo op with President Nieto and Donald Trump after their first visit to come out with this oversized check, paid?
Yeah. Yeah.
Paid in the order of building the wall for America, love Mexico, like that was going to come out? Are you kidding me?
Well, Nieto made a big mistake in responding and breaking that agreement or that confidence. Mm-hmm. I don't think that'll affect the relations of a President Trump and a President Nieto at all. Mm-hmm. I think probably both have learned in the process. It was unfortunate, and of course the press is going to try to bring that stuff out. They're looking for the most dramatic and mostly anti-Trump positions they can find.
Exactly. Well, he panicked and he blinked. I'm talking about President Nieto. And so this is what happens. And a learning lesson for both of them, to your point, Bruce, for one, Donald Trump, and for President Nieto. And, because he tried to save face, because, boy, he was getting attacked big time by his local media. They were going after him like, sharks, sensing blood in the water here.
Yeah, that's right. But I think, as I said, I think that what we need to recognize is the importance of this election. Remembering, in 1964, Johnson won, and we got, 1 year later, the immigration policy that we're living with today.
Yes.
So
yeah, plus tax and license, as
I talked
about. Thank you very much, a cell phone and a pen. But thank God we've got some reasonable judges that took away the president's cell phone for a moment, right?
So far.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. But you couldn't ask for a clearer delineation of two candidates, especially as it relates to immigration. Bruce, 10 seconds. Where can people go and connect with you?
You can go to HistorySpeaksToday, all one word, .com.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, shake, shake. Life can change, change, change. Brand new look so good on you. So shake like you've been changed. Come on and shake.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, however you choose to join us, thank you for joining in on the good fight to get this country back on track, ladies and gentlemen. I am Bill Martinez. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us, author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, as well as American society. Her foreign policy work emphasizes both national security and global stability and human rights and political freedom. Ann Pierce, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, is John Kerry becoming, you know, the proverbial Captain Obvious, or I'm not sure how to place this. It is so hard to take him seriously sometimes when he makes statements, you know, such as the recent one that, you know, maybe the media needs to back off in reporting about ISIS, as if that's a reasonable solution.
Yeah, you really have to wonder, don't you, about so yeah. many things he says and does. And no doubt that was an instinctive desire to deflect attention away from not only the administration's ISIS policy, which overall is not going well. I mean, House Homeland Security recently did a big study on ISIS and found that we are not winning this war and that terrorists are not on the run. And that in spite of some geographical victories on the battlefield that ISIS is popping up all over the world, and that we're not paying a big enough attention to the propaganda part of it or to the long-term strategy. There really doesn't seem to be a long-term strategy here. And I would just add Kerry's statement, which indicates that only if only the press would focus more on the positive and less on the negative. I actually have the opposite point of view. I think we're not focusing enough on American foreign policy, all the moral and strategic deficits, and on the battle against terror-sponsoring regimes and terrorists themselves. Because if you think about it, it's easy to choose morally bereft policy if no one's pointing out moral imperatives, such as the battle against ISIS. And it's easy to conciliate the wrong nations and wrong groups if no one is emphasizing their nefarious nature and what they're actually doing in the world. For example, what Syria, Russia, and Iran are actually doing. And we're more comfortable ignoring atrocities when our leaders espouse moral equivalence, as our current leaders do so often. So I think that if anything, we should see more media attention to all these problems, terrorist groups, terror-sponsoring regimes, and a big discussion about what we do.
And you mentioned the moral atrocities. I mean, we really have our head in the sand here. You know, is the world down the road going to look at an America in much the same way that they looked at 90% of Germany in World War II and other parts of the world that chose to ignore the rise of the Third Reich?
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought up Germany and World War II, because the first chapter of my book, A Perilous Path, which is on Obama-Clinton-Kerry foreign policy, is about forgotten history and lessons of World War II and the Cold War. And after World War II, American leaders recognized the folly of isolationism and of negotiating from a position of weakness, but they also saw the power and danger of ideas and words themselves, of propaganda. And so our very successful Cold War policy was built upon this idea that we had to build up the free world's defenses, NATO, etc., but we also had to spread ideas of freedom. So then you're looking at Voice of America type programs, the Nazification programs, and we have forgotten both our moral priorities and our strategic priorities today, and that is extremely concerning to me.
Well, you see pictures, in fact, I was reminded over the weekend of those two pictures of that little boy that was drowned there, trying to escape from Syria. What was he, 3 years old? And then there was another picture of a five-year-old that was covered in dust, and you could just see this little boy was in shock. You know, those kind of pictures, John Kerry would say, look, we don't want to see those here. We want to ignore that. We want to ignore, you know, the human atrocities, as you referred to, how women are being abused and raped and dismembered, videos of their dismemberment and their abuse sent to their families to, just fix them in a position to where they would not fight back and cause anybody else that would think about fighting back second thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, that is why, again, in my book, A Perilous Path, I have an entire chapter on Syria, which is called Missed Opportunities and Heartless Policies. In this administration, Obama, and we have to remember Clinton was a full part of this, and Kerry turned down every positive humanitarian and strategic proposal. And there were many of them. We have to remember that the Syrian rebellion was a peaceful pro-democracy rebellion against one of the worst regimes the world has ever seen. We have to remember that, and also remember that even as late as 2012, experts on the ground looking at the situation were still concluding that the vast majority of those in the Syrian resistance movement were still that pro-democracy element, even though by then others had come in and co-opted the revolt. And yet, in spite of all that, this administration turned down plans that were proposed by others for a humanitarian corridor, ignored the pleas of human rights groups for stronger sanctions on Syria, turned down suggestions that we arm pro-democracy rebels before when it would have actually been a viable alternative. Of course, now there are these very valid fears. I mean, there are all kinds of extremists that have co-opted the movement. And what concerns me, too, today, you fast forward to today, and talk about the media ignoring things because the administration is ignoring things. Well, you often see in the news this idea that, oh, well, the administration is trying to work with Russia, but Russia likes Assad and the United States likes the pro-democracy elements. Well, unfortunately, that is not the case. The United States, U.S. policy has not done a single thing to prop up pro-democracy groups in that region. And in fact, our deliberate minimalism in Syria has turned into deliberate collaboration with Russia. And just one more example. I'll stop rattling on.
No. These are all good points. Go ahead.
But, okay, I pick up the news today, and people are saying, oh, Obama tried to talk to Putin while he was at the G20 summit about Syria, tried to come up with a plan. But, of course, they're very different because Russia, you know, is more pro-Assad and won't agree to a ceasefire. And actually, if anything, if we looked at the behind-the-scenes reality, the United States and Russia have been coordinating more and more. And a couple weeks ago, we started to hear very explicit talk about cooperating on the battlefield, that they would actually be coordinating not just behind the scenes sort of collusion and collaboration, but actually joining forces on the battlefield in Syria. And the United States has sold out again and again to Russian plans for Syria. And these Russian plans have one object and one object only, and that is to buy the Assad regime time. And it's interesting to note that every time a Russian peace plan comes along, it tends to be when Assad is under tremendous pressure on the battlefield. So it does. It buys him time.
Well, not only buys them time, reduces the significance of American presence there, and it gives the Russians a bigger platform, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does. Russia is really, in terms of leverage around the world, is certainly increasing its standing thanks to our so often handing Russia the lead in Syria and elsewhere.
Well, the difference of leadership and no leadership, clearly. Dr. Ann Pierce, author of A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. Dr. Pierce, thank you so much for being with us. It is 19 minutes before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens TrueMetrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you...
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Tell me just what you want me to be. One guess, boom, you're the only one for me. So please tell me.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It's just about 14 minutes. April Kirkwood is back with us, as you recall, probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago. We talked about her brand-new book, Big Girls Do Cry, My Love Affair with Frankie Valli. She's a well-known relationship expert and public speaker. I think with her background, I guess that would make you an absolute expert for all that you've gone through, April.
Well, it's a process. You know, they say you mess up the first 50 years of your life, and the second 50 years you try to figure it out and work it out and get it back in order. So it's been a long journey, but I'm so happy and I am filled with joy. And I believe that everybody can have this bliss that seems to be bubbling out of me everywhere I go.
Well, it is contagious. And this is from somebody who knows, I mean, versus someone who speaks theoretical. You know, I've often said that, fact trumps theory. And, for your life, it started out as a young girl. And as we talked about, and of course documented in your book, Big Girls Do Cry, for your mother, she thought, this is your escape from a small chicken farm, in Ohio, to be associated with one Frankie Valli. But out of that experience, you were able to, as they say, take the lemons of life and make lemonade out of it.
Yeah. Point in everybody's life that you kind of have to get off the tilt-a-whirl. And I know everyone's been at kind of picnics and fairs this weekend, and I saw those going around and I thought, that was me at one time. Mm-hmm. And I came to a point where I had to stop and say, how did I get here? And then when I opened up my mind to the possibility of digging in deep and doing the work, it all started to come together. My mind, my body, I looked at all the avenues. And I think the message I like to take away from this is the most important goal of your life should be self-discovery and self-growth.
Right.
And if you've ever gone into a dark house and you can't find the switch, and then all of a sudden you do the first switch, before you know it, the second switch is easy to find in the next room. And by the third room, you forgot that you were ever in a dark house.
Exactly.
And that's how beautiful healing can be if you're committed to this adventure.
And as you say, it is a process. It's not like all of a sudden, although for some people, you know, some people can relate and say it was rather instantaneous. I say, God bless you. For most of us, it is a process sometimes that leaves us kicking and screaming. But nonetheless, as you say, what is foundational to your success is that you are committed, that you see this opportunity. You know, and as I was hearing you talk, and we were just talking with Dr. Ann Pierce previously, you know, talking about some of the parts of the world and the oppression and the abuse, the human indignity that's going on. And I think about here in America that, you know, that you can deal with your issues without having to deal, although I'm sure some people would argue, well, Bill, you don't know what's happening in our neighborhood. There's sex slavery and whatever that's going on. I mean, there's all kinds of entrapments that come into play. But when you think about America, you really have a better than equal chance to deal with your personal issues where you're not having to deal with all these other oppressive outside, you know, pressures that are that other people around the world are dealing with. You know, if you know what
well,
I
there's
mean.
There's something very interesting happening in the universe right now. I think there's a greater division, but the upside of this is the greater the darkness, the greater the light. So as you said, the more dismal times we go through, there always is an opportunity. As like with my mother and her mental illness, we didn't know about dysfunction. We didn't have shows on television. We didn't have psychology books at Barnes and Nobles or there wasn't even a Barnes and Nobles, our local libraries. There is help for us to reach out and climb out of that desperate self-loathing. And I think a lot of it has to do with our fragile view of ourselves. And when I think I want everyone to know that I believe in your best possible self. And that's my mission, to make sure that you see that there is a light around you. Quit looking down at the ground and let's all start looking up.
Right.
And let's
there is hope. I mean, but if you lose hope, then all you're going to see is darkness, no doubt about it. But as you say, it's one light switch at a time, right?
Right. And, you know, every time I thought, like when I wrote the book, I thought I had it together. And that was just the beginning for me of how I learned about imprinting at an early age and how we fall in love, all of us, men and women. It's a biological DNA process. At birth, we fall in love with a sound, a walk, a pace of somebody, and then it visits us in our adolescence between the ages of 6 and 12, and then who knows what happens. How many of us are wondering, how in the world did I get stuck with this guy or this woman, or what did I see in them? It's like looking at your high school graduation picture and like, did I really think my hair looked good?
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, it's a process. And, but, you know, there is a divine lesson in all of this. And that's what, even the most hopeless of situations, there is something going on for you to learn. And there are no mistakes. I really believe there are no mistakes in the universe of where you've been placed, what your job is to do, and how important each of us are, whether it's in lower economics, politics, at home, walking the baby who's teething and driving us all crazy. Everybody has an important job. And we just have to embrace that. And that takes a lot of work, but it's well worth it. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, and it's good, April, and it takes acceptance. I mean, you got to accept who you are. You know, and I think this is part of the challenge that we have in our society, in our culture today. We're seeing it you know, spoken out in the college campuses, you know, these safe zones and, you know, as some pundits would refer to the cupcakes that are going to college at $250,000, you know, opportunity. Yeah. And what are we turning out here, you know?
Well, because, well, a lot of us are from the generation of instant gratification. We haven't had to work. We get a blue ribbon just for showing up. What we're doing as a society is not giving each of us the opportunity to find out our strengths and our weaknesses and embrace both and achieve what we're supposed to do. And the media is crazy. I mean, you know, these kids watch it. And life went down the toilet for me. I know when kids started watching MTV in the early 80s, seeing things that were way above their level. And the parents didn't know at this time the effect. And it's a slippery slope. And no one comes with directions. No child comes with directions, but you have to be firm and fair and consistent. And if you can't say it in front of your kids or can't do it in front of your kids, then don't do it yourself.
Exactly.
Because they're watching. They're always watching.
Well, you know, here we are in this society, and I've said that we have lost connection with our moral moorings. And this is why we're helter-skelter right now. I see us as a society. Maybe we're having to, as I was talking with somebody earlier, maybe we need to get back on top of the roof and fall off and realize that the law of gravity does exist. Maybe it's that simple.
And maybe that is what's going to happen, because it will look like a tragedy, but maybe because that supreme power, whatever you call it, God, source, light, whatever you want to call it, loves us so much that he's not going to let us go. And if he has to topple us off the roof, maybe that's what he's going to do, because he believes in us so much and he wants us to be better than we are or see our self-worth.
Right. Well, you know, I want to go back to what you were talking about in terms of strengths and weaknesses. For many years, I used to train salespeople, and that was one of the core values I held to, was that, I mean, in terms of a safe zone, you had to be in an environment where your strengths and weaknesses, you know, could, I guess could be exercised or at least revealed and appreciated. The challenge is, can we be vulnerable enough to where my strength against your weakness makes you better and your strength against my weakness makes me better? Because we're not fooling anybody. We can pretty much discern fairly quickly each other's strengths and weaknesses, can't we?
Right. And, you know, for the first time in my life, I started to realize honest criticism is meant to help us. Mm-hmm. So when someone says, April, this is your strength and that's not so good, you need to work on it, I don't like beat myself up. I thank them. And I said, you know, you're right. But part of our process of being able to handle that is maturity.
Right.
And getting rid of the ego and being so emotionally insecure.
Right. And I think part of the maturation process in terms of dealing, I mean, we can deal with some weaknesses. But what I am finding, April, in my travels is that I'm better off when I find somebody who has that strength and I can associate with them. And when
it comes time,
you know, let that tool come out. Let them, you know, go and represent the cause for you, you know.
I don't understand women who don't want to hang out with other powerful, beautiful, strong women. When I see one of them, I gravitate like, what can I gain from being in your presence?
Exactly.
This is awesome. This is cool. Let me learn from you. Instead of viewing somebody with jealousy or envy or, you know, self.
Well, April, once again, we ran out of time very quickly. April Kirkwood, her book and her story, Big Girls Do Cry, My Love Affair with Frankie Valli.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.